to Urbana, I think, a week ago. And before going to Urbana, I was talking to my aunt, who's actually a missionary, and she told me, like, she'd warn me that these conferences where 16,000 Christians gather, like, and praise the Lord, and, like, that the worship and that, like, how many people there are together in one place, that will, like, inspire me or, like, put it, but that the mob mentality will, like, inspire me to go on missions. So, like, throughout, like, after hearing that, I think I was a little guarded, but to go to Urbana and see 16,000 people, like, dancing in celebration for God and His goodness, and then also, like, seeing 16,000 people, like, crying out to the Lord, that was, like, very emotional for me to see. However, on day two, Francis Chan, who wrote Crazy Love, spoke to us, and I expected him to say something about, like, how God's love is just so great and how radical it is that, like, no matter how other people, like, could hurt you or how other people's love falls short, that His love is just, like, unconditional. And this is because I read his book. But instead, he talked about living under the authority of God. And I think as soon as I heard the word authority, I froze, because I don't think I necessarily trust authority. And I think this is because, like, people, when I think about authority, as a sociology major, I think about people who have power, not only in this nation, but in my life, like, who influence me, who shape the way I think and how I feel about things. So as soon as he said the authority of Jesus, I thought, like, I don't trust authority, because authority would be, like, figures such as my parents who are broken and have hurt each other, hurt myself, hurt other people. And then I think about, like, authority figures academically who, like, teachers who have always told me different things. Like, I would be learning history, but different history teachers would tell me different things about history. So these are, like, authorities over my intellectual development who I don't trust. And then I think about authority in the church and how, like, sometimes I am also critical of authority in the church when, like, I feel like when I was in church, I never understood that this church is for broken people and that that are supposed to come here and to heal and to heal through the good news of God, I mean, of Jesus, and then feel the urgency to go out and share the good news with the rest of the broken world. So, like, as soon as I heard this word authority, this is, like, the emotions that were coming, and I just felt my heart hardening. And I think my heart continued to actually harden throughout the conference, but as I think about it, as I now, like, think back to what Francis Chan was saying, and how, like, where does the authority of Christ come from? You know, why is He the authority? Why should He be the authority of my life? And it's because, like, in Matthew, He, like, heals the paralyzed, you know? He calms the storm. He drives out, like, evil spirits. I was thinking about, like, this Jesus is, like, pure, you know? He is good. And He can do miracles. And He could save people. And, like, His being here was to die for us in our sins. And, like, maybe this is an authority figure that I can submit to. But to be honest, I'm not ready to submit to any authority at this point in my life. But I think that I will continue to, like, read this book and let it be, like, because this is His word. I will continue to read this book and learn about, like, why God should be the authority over my life. And to really believe that, like I know that He can give me protection and provision, but am I ready to, like, be obedient to Him? Especially now that I am graduating and I could give him my life fully. That's what I've been like. I think my experience for Urbana to like really reflect on my faith. And I hope you all will come like with this journey on me to like really understand that like following Christ is not supposed to be an easy task. Like, he wants all of us, like, full-heartedly, like, completely. Okay, that's all.